Let's visit with Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Joe, with Riley Lauer and Thomas Welch still dinged up, any clearer view of who's going to start on the offensive line Saturday in Knoxville?
Actually, no, really not. And I know from especially from Thomas's point of view, being a senior, it's very important for him to play in his last game if it's at all possible. Now, how much he can play, I don't know. But the depth chart still, as of today, lists the position as an or with Thomas Welch and Ryan Seymour, and then Riley Lauer and Caleb Welchins. You know, my guess is that they'll probably try to start both Welch and Lauer, and but they won't wait too long to make a decision or make a change if things aren't working out. Now the good news is it appears Patrick Benoit is going to play. He is symptom-free. He'll go through the walkthrough and the brief practice today, but they do expect him to play on Saturday, and that's a big, big boost because they've already got enough to deal with Myron Lewis out.
Yeah, how do they shift guys around to replace Lewis in that secondary?
Well, chances are you see somebody like Jamie Graham start at the corner, but you're also going to see Eddie Foster over there. You're going to see Casey Hayward over there. You're going to see Trey Wilson play some. A lot of it will depend on how much they play the nickel position, as to whether Brent Trice drops back to a safety position in place of Joel Caldwell. So there's a lot of, pieces of the puzzle that have to be moved around. But Jamie, although he's been working on offense primarily the last few weeks, really practically primarily on defense for this one.
Joe, the other thing, you wonder after seeing the way Ole Miss ran the football against Tennessee, if Vanderbilt can have reasonable success on the ground.
Well, they're going to give it a try. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, Dexter McCluster is a pretty special athlete. Great speed, great shiftiness, kind of hard to find back there. And he had a big, big day. The other thing, as you well know, when a team, gets shredded like that, they spend a lot of time in practice the following week trying to make sure that doesn't happen again. And the other aspect to it probably is I would think Tennessee would tell you they perceived Ole Miss as a little bit more of a passing threat with Snead and a couple of those receivers. They will probably be a little more likely to try to force Vanderbilt to throw the football, and make the Commodores prove they can do something through the air that they really haven't done much of this year, and that, it's connect for some big plays. So, I fully expect to see 8 or 9 in the box on a pretty regular basis until Vanderbilt can get them out of it.
It's been a while since Vanderbilt played a night game over there.
I can't remember, as a matter of fact. I remember one, over at LP Field, as a matter of fact, it was a night game, finished under the lights, but I can't remember a night game in Neyland. I was talking to Bob Kessling about that last night. It's kind of unusual to be preparing for an evening game up there, but at least the weather's supposed to be nice and comfortable, and hopefully we'll have a good performance.
You look back through the years, it's obviously been one-sided towards Tennessee, but still, there have been a lot of close games. Oh, I remember, yeah, the Jeff Francis comeback, where Vanderbilt was way ahead, and a lot of games that have come down to the fourth quarter. Through the Woodenhofer years, he really had Peyton Manning's number. Vandy just didn't have a good enough offense to do anything.
Well, even the last time we played in Knoxville, remember in 07, 25-24, when Vanderbilt led in the fourth quarter, yeah. Tennessee rallied and came back and won the game. Oh, and Peyton Manning, I think, would tell you probably Vanderbilt's defenses gave him about as much trouble as anybody. I'm not sure if he ever threw a touchdown pass against Vanderbilt. He may have thrown one, but there were a lot of those 14-7, 14-10 games back then. So, hopefully the defense can rise again. I know, talking again to Bob last night, the Tennessee coaching staff has a lot of respect for Vanderbilt's defense. They admit that, it looks like the Commodores are banged up, but they really like the scheme and the system and the way they play. So they're expecting a challenge.
And late night basketball tonight at St. Mary's?
10:30 tonight. Going to be interesting. A.J. Ogilvie, there are 5 members of the St. Mary's team that are former teammates of A.J.'s at the Australian Institute of Sport, including a couple that played in the series in Australia earlier. So it's going to be really interesting to see those guys all get up against each other. St. Mary's is pretty good. Also, tomorrow morning early, the baseball team gets up. They'll be practicing about 3:30 in the morning, and then they're heading to Japan for their series, which they're really looking forward to. That's going to be a pretty special trip. And I want to quickly mention the signees, a couple of signees that Tim Corbin had, some local guys. Josh Lee from Independence High School is on that list. Tony Kemp from Franklin Centennial High School. Robert Hansen from Hendersonville. And there are a couple of other local guys as well that are still pending possibilities.
Joe, thanks as always.
Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.